Hey, how are you doing? It's Darren here from vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. Today I'm doing a slightly different video on a slightly different camera because I'm going to show you a little something about diet and nutrition. The reason I'm doing this is because I've done lots of videos on things you shouldn't do for your voice or shouldn't take in order to affect your voice. So I thought I'd do something today which promotes health in the body, which then in turn promotes a healthy mind, again promoting a healthy voice. Our bodies can become inflamed, and diseases are created when there's too much acidity in the body. So when our body doesn't function as well as it should because of nutritional deficits or because of disease or like a high acidic level, it's a good idea to maybe reduce some of that and bring it down by eating more alkaline foods and eating your greens, essentially. So for those people out there whose diet isn't maybe the healthiest, here's a really good little recipe and way you can make sure that you're getting your alkaline foods and your green foods in one dose, so you don't have to worry about it. So what I do, I have this in the morning. This is a green alkalizer, which I got from Eric Edmead's WildFit program. It's got lemon, it's got apple, cucumber, avocado, rocket, it should be spinach, but I've run out of that. Celery, parsley, and yeah, I think that's it. So it's got lots of green stuff in it, but thanks to the apple, it adds a little bit of sweetness, so it's not as bad as it sounds. And in fact, when I first tried it, it was a bit weird for me, but actually you can adjust the ingredients to make it more suitable for yourself. And what you do, you just have this as your breakfast. Have this as the first thing you put into your belly. And so your system starts getting all the nutrients and all the greens and all the alkalinity it needs. It really does need, so it can function properly, so your body can function properly. And then you've had your greens for the day, and you don't have to worry about having them. You know, of course, if you eat more fruit and veg throughout the day, it's of course better. But at least that way, you know, you've got it out of the way, you've got all that good stuff into your system, and your body will work for you better. And if your body's working for you better, your voice will work for you better. Okay? Whether your issue is psychological or physical. Healthy body, healthy mind, healthy voice. So now I'm just going to make one and show you what it looks like. Oh, and I almost forgot, a huge nugget of ginger. Now, in a book called Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy, he introduces an idea that the hardest thing that you have to do in a day should be done first. And when I first started having this smoothie, I knew that I had to have it in the morning because that's the best time when your stomach's empty to put these kind of alkaline and green good nutrients into your system. And because it's green, it looks a bit like a frog. And so I'm saying that in the morning, I'm doing the healthy thing first so I can then carry on with my day, knowing that I've done the thing that's the least tastiest, but the most healthiest for myself. So every morning, I eat that frog with this smoothie. So despite all the things I say you shouldn't do for your voice, like smoking, having too much milk, coffee, alcohol, this is something you can do that's going to promote more alkalinity in your body, which is therefore going to reduce any inflammation, which is going to make sure that your body functions better, which makes sure that your voice will function better. And you'll also feel better, so the psychological effects are also going to be beneficial to your voice. So that's my 2-minute tip for today. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, aka vocabilities.com. And until the next time, eat that frog, stay alkaline, and look after your voice.